God has been so gracious, so wonderful, and so good. It's going to take me an eternity just to thank Him. Amen? Just to thank Him for His many, many blessings, for the many, many times He's lifted me up. Just for being there, just that shoulder, that powerful shoulder, Brother Rowdy, just to lean on and to receive that confidence and to receive that assurance that God is always there. Amen. Aren't you thankful for that? Well, would you stand with me and give the Lord a great big hand clap of praise for His goodness, for His mercy. Amen. Praise God, praise God. Every once in a while, Brother Jim, I'm just overwhelmed with my blessings. I'm thankful all the time, but every once in a while, it just totally, absolutely, it's just, you know, it floors me. It just absolutely overwhelms me how good God is to His children and to His people. If you have your Bibles with you, go with us to the 18th Psalm, a Psalm of David this morning. I want to read verse 1 and verse 2 out of the 18th chapter, Psalms 18, verse 1 and verse 2. Thank you for standing for the reading of God's Word. The psalmist David writes, "I will love Thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler, and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower." Can we bow our heads in prayer? Brother Rowdy, would you ask God's anointing and His blessing upon His messenger?
Dear gracious Heavenly Father, we love You and we praise You, Lord God. We thank You for Your promises we read, Lord God. God, we thank You for being faithful also, Lord God, where You have never failed us, Lord. We ask You this.
Yes,
always
Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated this morning. May I remind you this day that God has given you a brand new day. What are we going to do with this day that the Lord has blessed us with? Amen. If I had a message title this morning, it would be in the form of a question. And I want you to bear with me because I hope to bring out the point that I want to make this morning, that as I feel that the Lord has been dealing with me this week, I hope God never quits dealing with me. You know, I think I found out why He deals with me so much is because I need it. Hey, you ever been there? I need it. I'm addicted to Him. I can't get through a day without Him. Sometimes I can't get through an hour without Him. And when I can't do that, I just seek Him minute by minute. Amen. And I found out that He's always there. He's always attentive. Amen. And He's always compassionate about what I'm going through. But this morning, from the passage in the 18th chapter of Psalm, verse 1 and 2, I want to bring this question to us this morning. How well do we know our strength? How well do we know our strength? You know, a thought came to me this week as I was praying and studying and reading, and I've really been concerned about the strength of the Lord. I mean, maybe not concerned is the word, but intrigued maybe more the word. Because so many times we think we have accomplished something. We think that we have done something when in fact it was nothing more than the power of God working through us and giving us that ability, knowledge, power, whatever you want to refer to it as. Because let me charge you this morning, try doing something without the breath of God. Try doing something without His power and His might. And I began to think about this topic of strength. And it's very intriguing to me, this particular strength that David was referred to is only mentioned one time in the Bible. It is a very different Hebrew word than all the other strength. And basically it refers more to the might and the help of God. And I began to think how that we could not do anything without the help of God. And I began to think on the power of strength. And the thought that came to my mind is we never know our strength until it is tested. We can sit and describe and think that we're the strongest people in the world, but until we reach down to actually lift something, That strength has really not been tested. And many, many times we find that our strength is not sufficient. Not only in material things, but especially in spiritual things. And then we rely on our help. And how many knows where our help comes from? How many knows who is our strength? Amen. How many knows where that power comes from? I love it when the Bible says, you shall receive power. That's the promise. Amen. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, power, virtue, amen, from Almighty God Himself. And I begin to think about the strength, and how well do we know our strength if we've never had it tested? How well do we know our strength if we never exercise our strength? How well do we know our strength if we never even put that strength into motion? And I'm talking here more about spiritual strength than I am physical strength, but understand, it also applies in both situations. The psalmist David makes the point that his Lord and his strength are one and the same. I want you to think about that this morning, and if you carry nothing else from this particular message and my inability to convey to you what I feel that the Lord has laid upon my heart, remember that David wrote here, and according to his analogy and his thinking process, he has described and declared that his Lord and his strength are one and the same. They are, in fact, synonymous. You can't separate one from the other. So if you have God, I want to encourage you this morning, you have strength. Is that right? Is that the way that we understand that? If God is in your life, if God is leading your life, if God is the sole proprietor of your life, then you definitely have strength in the Lord. And I think we ought to put our hands together and thank God for that strength that He has given us. Then if we feel, as David, that the Lord and the strength that He has given us is one and the same, we may well ask this question, rather than how well do we know our strength, we might refer to it as how well do we know our God? How well do we know His power? How well do we know His amazing love? How well do we know His ability to come on the scene for us? How well do we know His companionship? And how well do we know the nearness of His Spirit? And if we really, really understand the strength and the power of God, then we know that there's never a problem, never an issue, never a circumstance that we know that God is not going to be able to be victorious over. So how well do we know our God? David describes Him in a powerful and maybe an unusual way. I thought about today as the hour in which we live in. You know, when I was growing up, it was not the question of, is there a God? In fact, when I was growing up, you very rarely run into anybody who would declare that there is no God. It was almost unanimous. I know there were a few, and I know the Madeline O'Hara story when I was growing up and all that, but it was not as rampant as today. It is not uncommon to encounter someone each and every day that doesn't believe that there is a God, that is agnostic in their faith or atheistic in their ideology, and to proclaim that there is no God. And the one thing, I am not, understand, I am not the brightest bulb in the light fixture. I've never, declared myself to be. In fact, it takes me a long time to learn something. But I'm so stupid, when I learn it, then I believe it. Hello? When I finally learn it, I believe it. And when I hear an agnostic, when I hear someone who is atheistic in faith or ideology declare that there is no God with the very breath that God has given them or loaned them, declaring that there is no God. But not David. David knew at an early age there was a God, and there was a God of strength. Samson realized that there was a God and a God of strength. And I thought of Samson as I was preparing and praying for this particular message, and how that as long as he was walking with God and obedient unto God and submissive unto God, there was nothing that could hold him down. Do you understand that, folks? And my Bible tells me that God is no respecter of persons. Do you realize as long as we are walking with God, as long as we are submissive to God, as long as we are letting God be the Lord of our life, there is absolute nothing that can tie you down, nothing that can hold you down, nothing that can defeat you. And let me tell you something. Samson found out it wasn't because of his strength. It was because of the strength of Almighty God that was within him to use him, amen, as a vessel, amen, so that God could get honor and glory. David realized this at a very early age. I believe if David was here today, it wasn't him that went after that bear and after that lion. It wasn't him that said, I'll go out and fight that giant Goliath. I believe it was the power of God. In fact, he made the statement, you know, you come to me with spear and sword, but I come to you in the name of not David, not in the name of Israel, but in the name of the Lord. Amen. And it was the Lord that gave him that strength to become victorious over the giant. And David here in the latter stages of his life is recalling that, you know what? Every time that strength has come up in me, whether it be physical or whether it be spiritual, I can always trace it back to the power of God. And I began to think this week the many, many times, amen, that God has come on the scene for me when I needed guidance, when I needed strength, when I needed counseling, when I needed a hug. Have you ever been there? Amen. I just needed God to hug me. There's times, amen, I needed him to bump me too. Amen. There's times I needed God to shock me back into realization and as Samson did, shake himself and know, amen, that the power that is within us is greater than any enemy that will ever come across or ever face. And God began to remind me of that this week. How powerful he is. How strong he is. How that is within you is greater than anything that's in the world. The devil hates us to remember the power of God. He wants us weak. He wants us anemic. He wants us out of the Word of God. He wants us out of fellowship. He wants us out of prayer meetings. He wants out of praise and worship. He wants to get us into a corner. He wants to make us think that we're a weakling and we can't do nothing. But let me tell you something. There is something that begins to rise up within me. And it's not my power. And it's not my might. But it's the Holy Spirit of God letting me know that there is absolutely nothing that the devil can harm me with, as long as I stand in the power of Almighty God. How well do we know our strength if it's never been tested? How well do we know our strength if we've never come through a trial? How well do we know his protecting power if we've never been thrown into the fiery furnace? How well do we know his ability to protect us if we've never faced a den of hungry lions? How well do we know that God will not forsake us if we've not had to fight the devil, even when he comes to us looking like a giant? Because that is within us is greater than that giant. Amen. Do we realize and do we know the power of the strength of God? How well do we know it? How well do we know God? Amen. Do we seek his guidance? Do we seek his word? Are we submissive and obedient unto his will? And I thought about it to get back to my initial point. If an atheist come to you and ask you, tell me of this God. Who is this God that you worship? And I don't want you to answer me now, but I want you to think on it. How well do you know God? If a person that you barely know asks you about a child or a grandchild, how many can go on and on and on? Talking about the attributes, talking about the love. Let me show you some pictures. Come on. Here he is at one. Here he is at one and a half. Here he is at 1 3/4. Here he is when he turned two. Here, and we just, you know, we can. And that's all right. That's wonderful. I believe that we need to do that. But when a person who is lost, when a person who has not had the privilege of being born and raised in a church, do you know that doesn't happen all over the world? Do you know there are people today, and it's sad to say, who have never entered into a church house, let alone a church house that the Bible believing saints of God who's turned on to the Word of God. There's people that don't know anything about that, and if they walked up to you today and they say, how well do you know your God? Can you describe your God to me? Can you tell me why I need to believe in God? Could you spend as much time and energy and wisdom and knowledge describing the Lord to them as you do a family member? Amen. David began to describe. Not only did he say that I love thee, O Lord, my strength. He didn't say I love you in my strength. He said I love you because you are my strength. I realize I'm nothing without you. When's the last time you introduced your prayer to God as, Lord, I am here as nothing without you. I can't make it without you. I can't do anything without you. Lord, I need you. You are my strength. You are my power. You are my anointing. Brother Jim McCoy and I had last night an opportunity to talk to a young man. We used the word anointing. It was like he had heard a word that he had never heard before in his life. He began to say, what is this anointing? Amen. Are you able to describe to somebody what the anointing power of God is to you? I will believe if you've ever been hit with the anointing. I believe if you've ever been touched by the anointing. I believe if you've been lifted up out of a horrible pit and put on a solid rock, you'll be able to go on and on and on about I was nothing until Jesus came into my life. Let me tell you what I felt the night that Jesus saved my soul. Let me tell you how he took my sins away. Let me tell you about the anointing power of God. You can't see it. Amen. You can't understand it, but you can sure feel it when it gets a hold of you. Amen. We need to know how God operates. We need to know him on a personal basis to be able to tell you something. I'm glad you asked me. Let me tell you about God. Amen. Before the world was, he was. Amen. Before you was ever a thought, he was. Glory to God. Amen. Let me tell you, before there ever was a star hung in heaven, he was. Amen. And let me tell you, when this world is gone and every building in this world is gone, he still is. Amen. And let me tell you, every problem you face, he still is a God at hand. Hallelujah. Every valley that you have to go through, he still is in the valley with you. He'll never leave us. Glory to God. We need to know who God is and know how to describe him. Hallelujah. To be able to recognize and know the strength that is within me. I've heard people say, I didn't know I had that in me. Come on. Well, you better realize what's in you. You may need it. Glory to God. I didn't know I could lift that. I didn't know I could endure that. Just for confirmation this morning, I reached over after I had Kevin's clothes on. I reached over and picked him up and I said, Lord Jesus. Yeah, I wasn't complaining. I was saying, Lord, if it wasn't for you, I'd never get him off the bed. I realize the strength that is within me, not only the physical strength, and thank God for the physical strength, but I realize the supernatural spiritual strength that God has blessed us with. Some call it a comforter. Some call it the Holy Ghost. Some call it the Holy Spirit. Whatever you want to call it, it is what God has given us. Power! Say that with me this morning. I have power through the gift of God. I have power. Amen. Hell doesn't like to hear that. Satan doesn't like to hear that. But sometimes we have to describe to him that is within us. David describes God in this manner. And I thought how well he put this and how appropriate it was and how that I would like to have that ability to describe God and the power of God. I think each and every one of us has a unique and personal way of describing God in our life because it's personal what he did for us. It's personal how he brought me out of sin. It's personal how he picked me up and cleaned me up and forgave me. And those certainly are part of a testimony. But I also want to be able to awaken whatever that is in a person's life that has caused them to declare that, I don't know this God. I don't even know if this God exists. I want to be able to share with them. I want to be able to tell them what they're missing. Amen. How much more life could be, amen, with the introduction of God and the fellowship of His Holy Spirit with us. David began to describe it this way. David said, He's my rock. He's my rock. Amen. And don't get me wrong, that is not God telling us we can be hard-headed either. Come on. I had to learn, God, it's your way. God don't need hard-headed saints of God. Amen. He needs submissive saints of God. He needs saints of God that are humble. Amen. And receptive to His Spirit. No, David wasn't referring to his toughness. He wasn't referring to his strength. He said, God is my rock. And when I think about rock, I think about He is my solid foundation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You know, that foundation has got to be solid. It's got to be strong. Whatever you build on that foundation, amen, is only able to stand the test of time and the winds and the storms if it's built on a solid foundation. If you build your life on the solid foundation, and David realized that. He said, God is my rock. He is that solid part of my life. He is that strong part of my life on which everything else in my life revolves around. You take away the foundation, I'll have nothing. You take away the foundation, I would surely fall. But as long, I said, as long as my foot is on the rock, as long as I'm rooted, as long as I'm grounded, as long as I'm firm on the rock of God, do you understand? There is no wind, there is no storm, amen, that will be able to take you from the rock. David said, He's my rock on which I stand. David didn't stop there. David said, He's my fortress. Oh, have you ever needed a fortress? Glory to God. Amen. When everything's coming around you, Brother Rowdy, and you've been living for God and you've been trusting God, but all of a sudden it seems like the devil has opened the gates of hell against you. Oh, you've never been there. Maybe you've been serving the Lord long enough. Amen. Can I get a witness if you ever felt that the devil was picking on absolutely nobody else that week except you? Some of us even declared that. Well, the devil ain't had the bad time to butter nobody else this week. He's been on my case. Amen. David said, every once in a while, I need a fortress. God is my fortress. I like to say it this way. He's my protector. He's my protector. Amen. How many knows we need a protector? I was in the first grade. I was a big, strapping, muscular, 40 pounds. Me and one other boy tied, I think, for the smallest, skinniest, not boys, entire people. There was girls bigger than me. There were girls stronger than me in first grade. But I had a protector. Susan's older sister, Judy, she was given charge over me. My mother, it was so hard for her to release me and put me on the yellow bus to go to school, but she knew that Judy was close by. Judy was a big sixth grader. Found out at recess is not all fun and games, especially when you're the least among many who are bigger. Oh, we played and had a good time, but every once in a while somebody just wanted to bully you. Amen. And I remember one time I had this guy, I mean, I had him right on top of me. I was just a about to really get him good. Had him right where I wanted him. My head was in the sand. His knees were on my shoulder and he was just tapping my cheek. I was about to get mad. All of a sudden, it was like I heard footsteps. Somebody had told Judy, my protector. I don't know if I saw her coming or heard her coming or something, but all of a sudden, there was something that welled up in me, and I was just about to give him what's for, and she grabbed him and pulled him right off of me and saved his life. She pointed that finger in Wayne's face. I wasn't going to tell you who it was, but sometimes you need to call the enemy what it is. She said, don't you ever lay another hand on him, because whether you realize it or not, I'll be watching you. And I said, yeah. Amen. David said, he's my protector. He's my fortress. Glory to God. Amen. Satan, let me warn you. My protector is watching you. Don't you lay a hand on him. Touch not my anointed. Do my prophets no harm. You're going to answer to me. Thus saith the God. Amen. Of the universe. Who is my protector? David said, he's my fortress. David went on to say, he's my deliverer. Oh, have you ever needed to be delivered? Amen. You know what I wrote out beside it? Chain breaker. Glory to God. Whoever coined that phrase knows exactly what they're talking about. You know what? Even the apostle Paul had to have a chain breaker one night. Even after he'd been thrown in prison. Amen. And Silas was right behind him and they were glorifying and praising God. Let me tell you, it didn't look good for Paul and Silas. But praise God, there was a deliverer. There was a chain breaker who began to loose the stocks. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been bound? Have you ever been so that you thought you couldn't even praise God and you couldn't even worship him? Oh, but God is there, amen, as our chain breaker. And he breaks those chains that have us bound and gives us victory and gives us the ability to praise him. David said, not only is he my fortress, not only is he my rock, he's my deliverer. He's my chain breaker. He goes on to say, he's my high tower. He's my high tower. David knew about being down, but he also knew about being lifted up. I believe it was the psalmist David described God one time as the lifter up of my head. Amen. He also said, he brought me out of a horrible pit. Amen. He had to lift him up to set him on solid rock and established his goings. David knew, amen, that he was able to lift us up to that high tower so that we can see over the problems, over the issues. Many, many times when we've been down, many, many times when situations have begun to go awry in our life, sometimes God just needs to pick us up and set us in a high tower to let us know that I'm there for you. And David described, not only he's my deliverer, not only is he my fortress, not only is he my rock, but praise God, he's my high tower. Amen. Sometimes we just need to go to a high tower. Brother Jim's got an upper room where he works. That could be described as a high tower. Sometimes it just gets to be a lot, and he goes to that upper room, and he just gets in touch with God. It doesn't have to be an upper room. You know what? Your basement can be a high tower. Amen. Your prayer closet can be a high tower. Wherever it is, you driving down the road, you can still be behind that wheel and have a high tower, because God is always there. Amen. Give him praise. Hallelujah. David went on to say, he's my salvation. Praise God. Oh, I love to talk about my salvation. Because when I'm talking about my salvation, I am not giving myself accolades at all. It's all about him. Amen. I like to say it this way. He's my redeemer. Amen. I needed to be redeemed. How about you? You can be raised in church and still need to be redeemed. You can read your Bible every day of your life and still need to be redeemed. Amen. If you've never had that opportunity, if you've never had that experience to relinquish your spirit and your soul to Jesus Christ, you may be sitting in this congregation today and need to be redeemed. Not only is He protecting you, not only is He your high tower, not only is He your rock and your foundation and your fortress, but He will become your salvation if you'll open up your heart's door and invite Him in. He will be that Redeemer. And then finally, David just says, He's my God. Hallelujah.
You know the important part of that phrase?
Not only is He God, He's my God. How many love the personal effect that God has in our life? He knows me. God knows me. The Creator of the universe knows me. And He knows me and He loves me. And I can get to Him quicker than I can get to my counsel person. I can get to Him quicker than I can get to Him quicker than I can get my doctor. You ever have match Him number? And then it says, if this is an emergency, hang up and dial 911. What if I die before I can change the number to 911? But not with God. I have never called God and said, can you call me back?
I'm sorry, this is recording. Would you please dial 1 for St. Peter, 2 for Paul, 3 for me? And
no. He is there in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye, because He's in me. Because He's in me. Because He's in me. Amen. Hallelujah. I have access to God. Glory to God. He is my God. Amen. Maybe we could describe it this way to the atheist. He's my Creator. He's my life. He's my breath. Many messages come to me in many different forms, and you preachers will attest to that. I can get in the Bible and I can run in Scripture and search and get up and I ain't got a message. And time's running out. And sometimes I'll be going down the road and boom, it's just like, you ever had somebody thump you in the back of the head? You ain't? Let me try it. No, never mind. Oh, wow, yeah, there it is. You know, there's thoughts in my mind that sometime I have to be slapped in the back of the head. Wow, there it is. Well, this particular message, and y'all please don't get mad at your preacher and vote him out, but I was listening to 58 on the Sirius Radio. It happens to be kind of country classics, and I don't know if you realize it or not, but there's a lot of country in your preacher. And, you know, sometimes I don't like the words, but, man, that's a good melody. It's just easy to drive by. And some of those classic voices singing, yeah, just the way they say, baby, you know. Anyway, I don't want you to think that's all I listen to. I listen to 65, too, which is country gospel, you know. Southern gospel. I listen to that most of the time. I don't think I'm completely backslidden. But anyway, I was listening. And you know, sometimes you're driving and you kind of listen. Your subconscious is listening. You ain't paying a bit of attention, but the radio's going on. And I heard these lyrics in this song. How would I live without you? How would I breathe without you? How would I ever survive without you? Now, I don't think Trisha Yearwood is necessarily talking about God, but it hit me that way. She may have been talking about Garth, I don't know. But I was talking about God. And I began to recite that. How would I live without you? And I began to think, what would my life be up to this point without life with God? And then the second thing, how would I breathe without you? What if I was driving down the road and all of a sudden my breath was snatched away? If you ain't got nothing else to thank God for, thank Him for the breath that you breathe. And then how would I ever survive without you? And my response to all three of those questions was, I could not do it. I couldn't live without Him. could not breathe without him. And I surely couldn't survive without him. But thank God I'm not without him. How many can lift your hand and say, thank God I'm not without him. Hallelujah. He is there. He sticketh closer than a brother. No wonder David said all those things. He said, he's my rock. He's my fortress. He's my deliverer. He's my high tower. He's my salvation. He's my God. Hallelujah. Put your hands together and thank God for the relationship, for the love, for the compassion that he has upon us. Hallelujah. In closing again, I ask us, how well do you know him? How well are you familiar with the strength that God has placed in your life? If you're very familiar with him and you understand it and you've tested it, amen, you know you never have to say anything like, how am I ever going to get through this? Because you already know the answer. Because God is our strength. And he always will be our strength. And I'm all right with that. I said, I'm okay with that. Because I know these things I can't do. Amen. Without power of God. But I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Would you stand? Would you stand? Heads bowed, eyes closed. Saints praying. Are you here today and you really don't know the strength of God? Have you never asked him to become your redeemer? Have you never asked him to come in and forgive you? I don't know a better time. I don't know better an opportunity than today. Is there one? While you saints are praying, please, no one looking around, reverencing the Spirit of God that is in this holy place this morning. Is there anyone? Is there anyone that would come forward this morning? Hallelujah. God bless.